Oh yeah, like I said, what better song to play than that one by Mojisola titled Pray. In the good times, pray. In the bad times, pray. That song, I call it a love letter from God to you, simply telling you he wants you to talk to him. And in this hour, we will be chatting with Pastor Jerry Eze as we talk about prayer and your prayer life. All right. For those who plugged into the show last week, 2 weeks ago, you already know you should expect you should expect fire, and you already know what Jerry Eze is. Dynamic founder and president of the fast-growing Streams of Joy International, a seasoned pastor, a leader, a passionate one at that, I love to say, and a consummate conference speaker and leadership coach. He was amazing the last time we spoke on the radio, and it is such a pleasure to have him with us again, to fellowship with us on the Praise O'Clock Show this morning. Let's make welcome Pastor Jerry Eze. Good morning to you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure being here today. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure. Always great having you with us on the show. Thank you so much for taking our time to discuss prayer. How do we even start off now? There's a lot to talk about, because myself and Pastor Jerry actually got talking a while back, and we discussed a bit about prayer, and we're going to talk a bit more about that. But let me ask, a lot of people have so much misconceptions about what prayer is. Especially religious folks, there's a way we know prayer to be. For clarity now, can you tell us what exactly is prayer?
Well, I am going to put it as simple as it should be, for starters. And prayer for me, it's simply communication with God. Prayer is not something you are obligated to do in order to make God happy. A prayer is God's own way of finding you in an environment where he communicates his desires, his will, his agenda unto you. And so for the believer who lives a life of the Spirit and who lives in the Spirit, prayer for the believer is like an oxygen that sustains the realm in which the believer lives in. And so, you know, how it is that when people are in the hospital and they are in the ICU or wherever, and then they are put on oxygen, prayer is like the oxygen of the believer, with which if you take away the oxygen, the believer dies. The believer dies supernaturally, dies spiritually. And so it's as serious as that. And that's the reason why the believer all the time must keep his prayer fire, prayer altar on fire, in order to ensure that there is still oxygen to breathe. And when I'm talking about breathing, I'm talking about the ruach breath of God. I'm talking about when a believer inhales from the presence of God in the place of prayer, he exhales life to situations. He exhales life to circumstances. He exhales life to everyone around him. But then again, first of all, he inhales the presence. So this is exactly the functionality of prayer for a believer. So if I'm going to be useful to a generation, I must be first of all in a place where I require, or where I get what it is needed for me to be the support system that the generation is looking for. And so altogether, like I said, it is communication with God, which is not just talking. Some people say it is just talking with God. It is not just talking with God. It is the process of God making and remaking, unleashing, the process where God causes you to become. So it's not just mere words. So I probably might just be saying another thing in the presence of God. I'm maybe locked up in my prayer room and I'm praying and I'm saying something to God. God uses the atmosphere that prayer breathes in order to cause something to happen in my life. Now, notice carefully that when Jesus prayed at the Mount of Transfiguration, he never prayed to be transfigured. The prayer point is not, Lord, please transfigure me. But as the prayer went on, transfiguration happened. Because in an atmosphere of prayer, anything can happen. And so regardless of what your prayer point is, the atmosphere of prayer becomes the leisure room or pleasure room or the ample room given to God to cause his will and to penetrate and to cause his will to overwhelm the will of mankind. And he just generally expresses himself the way he wants. That can only happen in the place of prayer. Because prayer is not you putting it to God. Prayer is you submitting to God. And so when there is submission to God, to his will, to his word, to his processes, to his protocols, to his procedures, forget the rest of the things that can happen, because what you will now see is God's sovereignty. So if I ever want something to change, so when we tell people speak in the Holy Ghost all the time, do this and that, we're just saying, just create an atmosphere. This is where God loves to live. This is where God lost the lid. Now, that's exactly what happened in the book of Revelation, that the Bible will say, and the prayer of the saints got up, you know, to heavens, you know, and then it was like a sweet-smelling fragrance. Yeah. And the angel picked it up, you know, a seal, and then threw it upon the earth. There was thunder, there was fire, there was, you know, so, and then this is because first of all, God had to wait for the prayers to come up to be create the atmosphere for the next thing that was about to happen. So beyond the believer thinking he's talking, I want the believer to understand you're creating an atmosphere. But Pastor, I was just crying when I was praying. You are creating an atmosphere. That atmosphere could be used for God to use it to work in your family. God could use that atmosphere. So create, if you ever desire to create atmospheres, like atmospheres that presents God with a platform to do the unthinkable, switch into the realm of prayer. So when we pray, we just keep creating atmospheres around our children. We create atmospheres around our careers. We create atmospheres. You just create atmospheres everywhere. Even the things you do not pray about. Do you understand? Yeah. Even the things you never did pray about, you are just going to find them as your reality.
Wow. So now, I once heard this, but then since we're talking about prayer, I think it's a good time to talk about it as well. That when we pray to God, like you said, it's communication. The part of listening to God, the part of listening to what God is saying, will that be included in a process you call prayer? What I mean basically is you're talking to God, and then it's time for God to talk back to you. That is included in prayer, right?
Absolutely. So this is what I want everyone to understand, right? God speaking to you, it's fundamental in communication, right? But notice carefully that even as a media person you are, you know there are other forms of communication that is beyond word, right? So some people believe that, okay, if I get in and I pray and God just has to say something to me, I just have to be quiet and hear God say something to me. Whereas that is so true. But I want you to understand there are other forms of communication that took place without you hearing a word. So there are other forms of communication that took place. Some might just be, I don't know how best, but some might just be a revelation of glory that words could not express, but it took place. Some could just be a birthing in your spirit of something that just happened, you know, and all that. And you just knew that, I can't explain this, but I just knew this thing took place.
Yeah.
And so for me, I fundamentally believe that the communication, as it were, yes, there are days you're going to hear visible words. But there are days where you're going to get a transition into a realm of glory, right? Where probably pictures, symbols, you know, will be shown to you and which will be interpreted by your spirit man. There are days where God is going to lead you. So it's just a form of, because I don't want God's people to have a form of godliness where we're saying, okay, I finished praying, let me put my ear on the ground and just see what he's going. Of course, he will always speak, but I want you to understand that his forms of communication might not exactly be in that stereotype way of trying to say, oh, they say whenever I speak to God, you know, he has to speak back to me. Some of us did not understand. He spoke back to you by breaking an addiction. He spoke back to you by some fire being lit in your spirit, man. He never told you, I'm dropping a new fire. But you knew as you prayed, you know, something just snapped within you. You knew something just happened. That was him talking to you. You knew as you prayed that there was just this atmosphere that changed around you. That was God talking. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
sir. Know,
and this, all these things are just God's way of, and there are days, I mean, there are moments when God just comes visibly. And because what I don't want people to do is that there are those who want to train themselves to hear from God. You just have to disciple your senses. The Bible says there are people who by reason of use have had their senses exercised. So there are, you have to condition the spiritual senses to hear from God. Please do not use physical senses to substitute for the voice of God. Because that's what some people do. And I need to hear from God. And so then your mind tells you something at that moment. You say, God spoke to you. No, sir. It mightn't just be God. And so, but you must understand there are unique things that happen in the place of prayer that are also fundamental means of God communicating to you. Of course, every believer must be able to hear the voice of God. But also, I want us to pay attention to other forms of communication that he releases when we pray. There are other forms of release of his power, of his grace when we pray. There are other things that take place when we pray. Like I said, ordinarily, Jesus did not pray and said, Lord, may I be transfigured as I pray. But then again, that took place. That was God communicating with his glory, even though a word had not yet been spoken. So I think fundamentally, this is exactly what, I mean, if you look at what Jesus teaching his disciples on the Lord's Prayer, you know, and then when he said, when you pray, the most fundamental thing that you're going to pray is, pray our Father which art in heaven, right? Which art in heaven. And then the disciples telling Jesus, teach us how to pray. And then by progressive revelation, Apostle Paul now tells us that we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places, right? We're seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Jesus says, when you pray, say, our Father which is in heaven. And then progressive revelation, Apostle Paul said, where you are praying, because now this is what God's people always do. Our Father which art in heaven, I am on earth, you are in heaven. You know, so I'm praying to a God who's in heaven and I am on earth. So sometimes it might take pretty long for the prayer to get there. Sometimes, you know, the Prince of Persia can hijack my prayer while it is ongoing there. No, I'm where the Father is. I am where the Father is. Our Father which art in heaven, I am seated with him in heavenly places. So where he is, that is where I am. And so I hear him that the Korosi and Abba. There's a way heavenly beings communicate. There's a way heavenly beings communicate. The reason why we don't get answers to our prayers is that you are seated in the heavenly place, communicate like an earthly being. So there's a way, you are already in the heavens with him. Shandi Barondo, Kasia. There's a way, those of us who are made in heaven, those of us who understand that we were packaged in heaven and sent to earth on assignment, there's a way we talk. We have the language. The glory of our God has rubbed off on us. We understand that as he carries an eye of fire, so do we carry eyes of fire. As his hands are full of signs and wonders, the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. We believe that also our own right hand, because that's where we are. That is where we are with him. But most persons do not understand this. So we believe that we are on earth speaking to a God that is in heaven. And so we are not even sure that the distance, you know, the distance, whether our prayer can cover the distance. So I can, but when you understand, I am where he is. So what I do is that I talk with him. The ambience, like prayer is going to, the landscape of prayer is going to change for some people when they understand that they are not on earth praying up to heaven, but they are in heaven deciding matters with their father so that they can provide the earth with solution. So they are not on earth praying to a God. They are in heaven, ripadoko, taking decisions with the Father. Likoroshia da baraba, redokosia. They are in heaven, rokandila basa, contributing, because as they pray, as they speak to God, we stand in the gap, ripadoshia da, and they speak the word of the Father. The Lord has respect for their voice, and as the Lord has respect for their voice, they two together take decisions. Matters it, and God say, okay, because you've done this right now, okay, now go and speak to the earth, so and so, go and deliver this agenda to earth, go and deliver this verdict to the earth, and all that. And so they return back to earth, deliver the verdict. This is what we now see and say is a miracle, is a miracle. Oh, that man of God spoke a word and a miracle happened. Before the miracle happened, they had a conference meeting in heaven. So, and God is saying to his people, Shidaburonti Kalaba, Randikasa, the next time you want to provide an earthly solution, make sure you were part of a conference meeting in heaven. Ooh. The next time you want to provide, Ripalakashia, the next time you want to deliver, make sure that there was a conference meeting in heaven. That is where we are. Every man of prayer, I want to repeat it, every man of prayer is not a man on earth praying to heaven, is a man in heaven receiving solutions for the earth where he has an assignment. And so it is easier when I understand, I'm an American living in Nigeria. Like we found out, I'm an American living in Nigeria, and COVID-19 came, and the country sent for them and evacuated them because they are not from here. Their country believes, oh, we will offer you something better. You're going to be safer with us. You're going to, and the country had a lot to offer them. This is exactly who we are. We are not from the earth. This is not where we are. He says to Jeremiah, before I formed thee, I knew thee, and I ordained thee a prophet to them. This is, you know, truth is that my expectation for my answers will come sooner than I have always imagined it, when I understand that I am not expecting heaven. Heaven, look at where you are. Look at where I am. No, Shandi Karabasia. I'm not on earth. I'm in heaven. I am seated with Christ in the heaven. That's where I communicate with the Father. That is where I communicate with the Son. And I receive solutions to deliver to the earth. A man of prayer must understand that. A man of prayer is not hindered by principalities and powers. But a man of prayers, a prayer might just go through a season God wants him to become before he gets the answer. But not because the demons hindered your prayer. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
So this is exactly where God places a man. So because when you see a man of prayer, because he is in the heavens, he'll be able to speak forth it tomorrow that your eyes have not yet seen. Because there's a realm that he's operating in. He tells you about angels. He tells you about glory. He tells you about power. He tells you about the healing grace. Sometimes you're looking and say, is this guy deluded? Sometimes you could be mortified by the many things he's seeing. But the truth is that it's not about him just trying to brag or trying to have a form of spiritual arrogance. But it is him saying, this is the place I live. I can only, if I live in BI, I can only tell you about what happens in BI. If in Ikorodu, I can only tell you, I can live in BI or in Ikori. And you're telling me, what was the traffic situation like at Yanabaja? I do know the traffic situation at Yanabaja. Ask me about the traffic situation in Ikoyi. And I will tell you, this is where I'm. So this is the reason why we are more attuned to the antenna of where we live, where we are coming from. It is not us. They say, oh, why do you talk about COVID-19 like that? You are not in touch with reality. I am not in touch with reality because that's not my reality. There's a place where, and so every man of prayer understands that this is where we are. Now, to further prove this to you, to further prove that what I am saying is exactly the same thing that is in the scripture, the next thing that follows, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And Jesus speaking would say, a time is going to come where you are not going to say again, the kingdom is here or the kingdom is there. He said, the kingdom is within you. The kingdom is within you. So when a man of prayer, thy kingdom come. So a man of prayer is a carrier of kingdom. Oh, permit me to stretch it further. A man of prayer is a carrier of kingdoms. So because Jesus would speak and say, the kingdom is not here, the kingdom is not there, the kingdom is within you. So if I am speaking, so most of the things we thought that Jesus was teaching on prayer, Jesus was actually teaching on becoming. So when we pray, that if the kingdom is within us and we're praying, that kingdom come. It is a prayer, Lord. There is a man that carries the kingdom must manifest. The man is saying, let thy kingdom, let it become visible. Let it be made manifest. Let it be clear. Let it appear unto all. Let it show to everyone. So the kingdom is within me, and I'm praying, let thy kingdom come. I'm simply trying to say, Kirabada, let there be a manifestation of the man that carries the kingdom, that man will find the expression of God's kingdom through. The kingdom of God is not going to hang in the air. When we're talking about the kingdom of God, we're talking about the rulership of God. We're talking about the protocol of the kingdom of God. We're talking about the power of the kingdom. We're talking about the systems of the kingdom. They are not going to hang in the air. What a man must carry the kingdom. And the men who qualify, because Jesus had to put this within the confines of prayer, the men who carry kingdoms and who carry the kingdom of God, shaburandikasa, are men of prayer. Because Jesus said, it has to be in the line of prayer. When you are making you, it has to be in the line of prayer. Because a man of prayer, when you want to know the kingdom of the kingdom power, find a man who prays. When you want to know how does the protocol of heaven happen, find a man who prays. When you want to know about the volumes of God's book, and permit me to put it this way, the book of Chronicles of Divinity, find a man who prays, because the kingdom is not there. It is not here. The kingdom is within them. And Jesus said, pray in the season. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come. That is part of the things that you're going to be praying. And if the kingdom is within a person right now, that means our prayer should be, Lord, let the person carrying the kingdom, let him show up. There's an emergence of new men of the kingdom. Aturakasa, with uncommon mantles in this season, into Koshiaba, Libadabab, like I was saying last night when I was speaking the word. These are men that don't analyze Jordan. You know how it is that Elijah and Elisha got to Jordan. They got to Jordan and picked up the mantle and struck Jordan, and Jordan divided into two. You know, and I said last night that Jordan means a descent. So men in this season who are arising, who are kingdom carriers, are men who carry mantles. When they get to Jordan, when they get to any obstruction, they don't discuss with Jordan. They don't analyze Jordan. They don't speak for the opinion of Jordan. They raise their mantle and strike Jordan, and Jordan is divided. And this is it right now. And God is saying, when we pray, let the kingdom come. Lord, let there be more revelation of young men and women who are not distracted, who in their mind, all they think is the kingdom. Let there be a rising of passionate men and women who as they sleep and wake up, what is in their mind is the kingdom. Remember,
The kingdom is within you, not your denomination. The kingdom is within you, not your denomination. Which means that, oh, God is saying, how useful you can be to my kingdom is more important to me. This, I'm going to be placing Karashina. I'm going to be placing kingdom burdens in you. Shakira Basa, I'm going to be placing Rikada, the kingdom might in you. I'm going to be, because if men need to see how powerful I am, they will need to look at someone, I place the kingdom inside, so that they can look and say, oh, God can really be this powerful, because this person's life shows the entirety of the kingdom. And so that is part of the prayer. Remember, I said, look at where we are seated with him. So when we say our Father which art in heaven, we understand you are our Father. You cannot be my Father and you are in different address from where I am. I can say my Father, look at me on earth, and you are in heaven. No, sir. The Bible says where he is, that's where we are. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. I don't know what I'm saying is making sense. And so God is raising. I think this is the season where God is raising men and women, boys and girls. God is raising hitherto named people, nameless people, but God, the only asset they have is the kingdom within them. Shadaba Rasia, Rikadaba, the only asset they have is fire they carry within them. Dikinibo Shiba Ladada, Riko Sokotova, Randika, and so the season, Rikadabo Sotobotia, Urandikasa, men who will be relevant, men who are pregnant in God, Libarabasha, Rikadabosia, let me lose my identity to the kingdom. Let me lose my knowledge to the kingdom. Let me lose Kirabasa, whoever I think I am to the kingdom. So when people make the prayer, let thy kingdom come, let thy kingdom come, the kingdom has to be carried by men. The kingdom has to be made manifest by men. The kingdom has to be showcased by men. And so this is exactly what it is. And the rest of the other things that follow. Because the truth of the matter, go and check through the scripture, through dispensation and times and ages. There were men in the scripture that made manifest the kingdom of God. You could look around and just ask, where is God? Where is God? Where is God? Where is God? But there was one man who carried the essence of God, that carried the identity of God. There was a man throughout the scriptures. So there are replete examples of that. And so this is where we are in the season. Kishanto Nabaraha.
Arabi Basiara. Oh, wow. So there's the passage in the Bible that talks about how you know, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask and what we think. Still talking prayer.
Yes.
Now, so when that scripture kind of brings to our attention the fact that what we think, it could also be prayer. And you might hear certain people say, my heart prays for you, like beyond the words. What role, since we're talking prayer, yeah, is it possible to pray with one's heart or with one's thoughts?
I do not want to be in a hurry to answer that question, because I sense a level of spiritual laziness. Rick, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I sense a level of spiritual laziness where people just say, my heart is praying for you, this one is praying for you. Listen, in the scriptures, prayer was not described. You know how it is, the church of today, we want to casualize prayer. No, sir. Prayer is not meant to be casualized. Prayer is meant to be prioritized. Ricardo Shada Balaba, a casualized prayer life produces a casual destiny. And I want everyone to know that there are matters as it has to do with prayer. So when people say, and my heart is praying and all that, the Bible in describing prayer, you know, from a New Testament perspective, the Bible says that the Spirit, you know, prayed for us with groanings that cannot be uttered with words. You know, there are things that you cannot, when you groan, what is simply, there are more contemporary translations that will let you know that there are times when we groan in the Spirit, and the Spirit is using us. Like the Spirit is speaking. You know, the days when you get in the place of prayer, you don't have the words. All you just do is to groan. You're just speaking in this deep
tongues of the spirit, you know, and you're just, you know, in that place. And this is the place of groaning. And the Bible looks at prayer. The Bible calls it labor. You know, this person labored in prayer. This person was fervent in prayer. And all that. This person, so it connotes a level of seriousness to prayer. But then again, I find the church of today trying to water down the very essence of prayer. I don't know what I'm saying is making sense.
Yeah.
You find the church of today trying to make it look like, oh, you know what? You can still do this. You can still do that and still pray. No, sir. Prayer is very serious. Prayer is not there. Prayer is not you trying to pick up something from chicken burger or something. No, no, no. It's a very serious thing and all that. And you know the truth is that I am not saying your heart cannot pray. But the heart that must pray, that prays as it were, must be a heart that carries life codes of the spirit. In the bush, it's a heart it's not that my heart is praying for you and it's a cliche. Is a heart that has been trained to discern mysteries and carry burdens. Let me say it again. That heart, that's when you say my heart is praying, is a heart. And it takes a while. Like I said, the Bible will talk about those who have had their senses exercised. Those who may not say a word, but their heart is speaking volumes. Those who, the Lord can trust their hearts with deep mysteries of the Spirit. Those whose hearts does not have the space for mundane things that would neutralize the power and the effect that God has put in their being. Those are the persons who can say their hearts are praying. Prayer is a very serious matter. Go and check the scriptures. Go, and there is no one person, you know, when we even talk about, you know, the place of the posture of prayer, as it were, you know, when you look at Elijah, when he was expecting the rain to come, Elijah was expecting the rain, you know, to come. The Bible said, as he kept sending out his servant, he will send out his servant. And then while his servant goes, the Bible said he will put his head in between his knees. He puts his head in between his knees. And you know that the million-dollar question is, Lord, what exactly is in my head? He puts his eyes in between his knees. He was praying. He put his ear in between his knees. He put his mouth in between his knees. Every single thing about him, he put them in between his knees. That is the posture of prayer for a man of prayer. Even his brain, his mind, everything, you know, that posture is not just kneeling down. That is not just kneeling down. If you imagine this kind of posture and you try to practice it, like I did try to practice it, it's a very difficult position to take. Now, where that seems literal for some people, I think it is highly figurative for the church of today. And God says, when you get into the posture of prayer, put your eyes on your knees. Your eyes should now be able to see through your knees. Your mouth should be able to talk through your knees. Your ears should be able to hear through your knees. And the million-dollar question is, Pastor, what are you saying? Because the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. So the knee is bowed to Jesus, and my ear is also bowed to Jesus. My ear, if it has to hear, it would hear through the knees to Jesus. If mouth has to talk, it has to talk through the knees to Jesus. So my mouth will not say what my knee did not authorize. So, because all, yes, my mouth will not say what my knee did not authorize. My ear will not hear what my knee did. So this is me trying to say, I can do something different from my prayer life. I can do something different from the prayers I've heard. Because this is the bane of unanswered prayers in the church. Because you speak a word and it is different from the prayers you offer. You hear things that are different from the prayers you offer. But the man of God put all his senses in between his knees. The man of God put all his thoughts in between his knees. And that is the posture of prayer. When the man of prayer gets in the place of prayer, every single part of you, every single thought of you, everything that tries to question the integrity of God is put in between please. Everything, every fear, every distraction is put in between your knees. Any vision that is not in sync with the plan and the program of God is put in between your knees. I see through my knees. I talk through my knees. I reply through my knees. I hear through my knees. Because there are times the sons of man might want you to hear what they are hearing, but they do not know that you've got a new posture, and it is the posture of prayer. I believe through my knees. I do not believe with my eyes. I believe through my knees, because if he said to me in the place of prayer, I have handled it, and I heard it on my knees. People are saying, believe through what you see. Believe. Oh, have you seen it? Seeing is believing. No, kneeling is believing. And this other thing, this is a posture for a man of prayer, because we are in that season. We are people, and they're saying, I hear people say things like, they are watching and they are praying. They are watching and they are praying. Let me say this to you. Jesus would speak to Peter, James, and John and tells them, watch and pray. And the first one is being a watchman, being able to understand the signs, the seasons, the times, and all before you begin to pray. Now, I want to say this. Before you begin to pray, you must have understanding of the times, of the season that you're in, and all. When you start to pray, you stop watching. Can I say right now, you know, high distance people are still saying, I'm praying, I'm watching. No, the instruction is watch. When you are done with the watch, start praying. Until it gets to another watch of the night. You know, like the way the Hebrews and the Jews have several watches. Until it gets to another watch, that is when you start watching again.
So it's not done simultaneously.
And so you do. Sorry?
So you mean it's not done simultaneously. You don't do it at the same time. You don't do both at the same time.
Because this is how people justify their unbelief. They justify, you know what the Bible says, we should just be watching and praying, you know. So as I'm praying like this, it's good that we keep our eyes open. No, you don't understand the scriptures. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, watch and pray. When we stand to pray, you do not watch for anything. But first of all, before you start praying, you must understand the times, the seasons, what I'm praying about, I should pray about it, the revelations involved, and all of that. Once you get your watch time and your watch secrets and your watch, what's it called? Your watch documentation and your watch information. Once you get it, you get in the place of prayer and begin to pray what he spoke to you about, and begin to pray what you've watched out for, and all that. You begin to release them in the place of prayer. And that is what is fundamental. Not when you are not praying, you are distracting yourself with, you know, the Bible says we should watch. The Bible says we should watch. No, you missed your watch time. And that is why you're watching when you should be praying.
Wow.
And so fundamentally, I want everyone to realize, because I need to stress this, we have a lot of people who pray the wrong prayers because they didn't watch. We have a lot of people, Ruka Diva Shanda, who have missed their way in destiny. We have men and women, Rikadabasa, who are praying the prayers, and you are saying, God, you are not even hearing me. You are not even hearing me. The times and the seasons of your watch, what did you do with them? What did you do in the times when the Lord wanted to show you? Because I believe that God has a program, even if it is for praise, word, bread, you. And God is saying, can I show you the next 6 months? Can I show you the next week? But you were busy. Maybe the person is busy looking at the trends, looking at the times, and all that. And God said, I want to show you deep things. I want to show you secret things that I will use to transit you to the next level, or to transit you to the next place, but you are not working. And then all of a sudden you encounter a problem. You begin to pray, and the Lord said, no, remember, there is an equation. Watch and pray. Because you do not pray with the reaction of a problem, or you do not pray presenting your problem. You pray with the information I have given you first. When you pray with a problem in focus, you are reacting. When you pray with divine information, you are aligning. The Bible says this is how we know, because that he heareth us, because we pray in accordance with his will. We pray in accordance with his will. So the guy that is praying already knows his will before he starts praying. So, but right now, even in the midst of this COVID season, we find a generation of believers who are praying. And right now, trust me, Tola, they are clueless about what the will of God is. They don't even know what is it. Mm. We don't know what's coming. Like, we don't know what this whole COVID-19 is about. It's China that manufactured it. They don't know the kind of prayers to make. And all. And I sit back and I smile. I say, Rivale Koroshiadaba, Rande Kusotoluba. Is it not under the old covenant that we had men like Daniel, men like Joseph, men like Idabu Sotoluba, Rikabahasa, who had the secret, who knew what it was about, who knew the behind the scene matters for the believer? I'm afraid to say to a believer on the sound of my voice who has not got into the realm, let me say this, prophetic gifts are not left for pastors alone. Revelational gifts are not left. Every believer needs it, because the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. All the time that you're going to be led, there are things that are going to be very revelational, apart from the things you're going to read from the Word of God. They are going to be highly revelational, and God will want to point you, open your eyes, that you may, even in the book of Revelation, the Bible will talk about anointing your eyes with eye salve, that you may be able to see. There are things that you need to see so that you can apportion your prayer, or that you can pray your prayer the right way and the right method and all that, even if it is unpopular, even if it is unpopular. So that you know that, yes, they say that my prayer pattern is unpopular, but this is what God wants me to pray about at the moment. And so, you know, the reason why I keep saying this about where we are with Christ, where we are with Christ, and the Bible says, our Father which art in heaven, and the Bible says we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. There can never be a man who will be audacious to release what God has put in the inside of that person when the person did not take out time to sit, mingle, and dip himself in the atmosphere, in the fragrance, in the aroma, in the smoke, in the cloud, Shibaradika Sutalaba, in the incense of the heavens. Every man carries an atmosphere. And my generation, the world is in need of men, though they are walking through the parts of men, but they carry the atmosphere of heaven. The world is in need of men, Karaba, even though they are walking the paths, the everyday paths of men, but they are carrying the atmosphere of heaven. Life, control, authority, or audacity, all of them are hinged on the atmosphere we carry. What will obey us? What will resist us? What will see us and bow and what will make a way for us? Is hinged on the atmosphere we carry. It's only a man who understands and who stays co-sitting with Christ in the heavenly places. Staying in the secret place, you might not just be wrong. There are men who are taking their time to love Kirata Kasa, to love where they are coming from, to always want to be Karashiana, where they are coming from, to always want to stay where they are coming from. These are the men. These are the men that will carry the atmosphere that provokes things. These are the men that carry the capacity of power. You can imagine what happened to that boy, that the disciples were trying to cast out spirits from. And they tried and they tried and they tried. Nothing happened. They tried and nothing happened. This and that. And remember, prior to that time, they had cast out his spirit. You know, but apparently they faced the situation, they didn't have an atmosphere to subdue. They didn't have the atmosphere to subdue. And Jesus came. And then spoke the word, and that child became well. And you remember, as he got to the tomb of the Gadarenes, as he was entering the city, the man who was possessed with demons and all that saw him and began to scream. It was atmosphere. He was screaming, and Jesus hadn't said anything. The man began to scream. So we want more men locked up in the throne room. We want more men who can persevere in the throne room. Not because they have a problem, but because they are saying, Lord, sit on me, incubate me, cover me with your garment. the way the kinsman of Ruth covered her with the garment. This is the way some people may need to say, Lord, bring me to the place where I am covered with your garment. When I stay there, it's not because there's a problem, but because I'm locked down in a fellowship with you. Because your presence, your love is better than life. That is what prayer is. Until a man begins to regard prayer as fellowship, not an opportunity to use God, that man is still in the kindergarten of prayer room. Until a man begins to understand prayer as more of fellowship, not an opportunity to use God, that man is still in the kindergarten room of prayer. Madiko Shabada Riba. While men are trying to use prayer as an opportunity to use God, some other men are using prayer as an opportunity to just love upon God, to enter dimensions and realms. Rikatabusu Rikelekete Basandone Adabasa Rikodabasa Giyanaba Andorokosi. And you know the truth, every time you say you are not praying, I want to let you know that another man is praying. Every time you are weak in prayer, another man is not weak in prayer. And so when men get weak in prayer, they lose their thrones. And the man, this is what Jesus did when he was rewarding those with talent. And he said, take the one that belongs to this one that was disobedient and give it to the one that has already 10. And the other screamed. They screamed. The Bible even quoted in one of the synoptic gospels, the Bible even recorded that they screamed and said, oh Lord, he already has 10. He already has another. And Jesus said, yes, that's the way the kingdom works. That's the way the kingdom works. We keep taking from those who are lazy and lousy, and we keep adding to those who are making use of. So every season you miss it in the kingdom agenda, something that belongs to you is taken and given to a man who is working in Ayaya Kotoshia, Ribando Sokoto. And Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 will say that he changes times and seasons just for one reason, so that he can raise up kings and pull down others. There are kings that have been raised, whether it is in media, there are kings that have been raised in ministry, there are kings that have been raised in businesses, in academics, but unfortunately, they are about to lose their place because they didn't understand that the prayer room is the engine room that powers the physical life that you need. Can I say one more time?
Yes,
that
sir.
The prayer room is the engine room that powers the physical life that you need. Let me say for the last time, the prayer room is the engine room that powers the physical life that you need. They had no idea, Rikota Shada, because God showed them favor. They began to live on the favor, forgetting Kiradasha, for every favor, and it'll get back again. Shiporo Tukoladia, to where it all matters. Anikina Hasuru, Inti Kalibusha, Itarakosia, Mabadikosa, and energize more, Rikadasa, and refire more, Rikatosiba, Leketekesa, and recharge more, and light up my spirit some more. They had no idea. So they relaxed. They relaxed. Rikotokoshiba, Maribala. And what did you understand? People lost their thrones. Let me tell you something. It's exactly like the same way David was anointed and Saul was still on the throne. It was only a matter of time. Saul was not removed from the throne. Saul was killed while he was on the throne. And this is what is going to leave Barabashinda. I'm afraid to say there are some people right now with foreign titles, but they have lost their place. Because a man appointed you, you don't report to the man. The man does not know what you are doing. The man does not know how you are doing it. Because this is what we do in the prayer room. We submit ourselves. He makes us again. Because the Bible says he maketh his angels, spirits, and his ministers flames of fire. So he's still making. And the Bible says, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument that has teeth. So whenever I get in the prayer room, there's a making. That is why the Bible says that when we behold him, we are changed from glory to glory. All these things happen in the incubation room. That prayer is the anchor hold. And so we get in and we are made and we are fitting in more into God's desire. We are made, we are fitting in more into God's agenda. And someone is there. You've never been. The last time you were there was 3 days ago. The last time you were there was 7 days ago. Oh, Randi Bashakata, Rikadabusutanaba, Ra, nameless people, Likanaha, have read themselves at the altar. They are tied to the throne room, covered by the garment of the Lord. I'm afraid to say to you that those people, Rikada, God has no favorites. Rito Kasha, Ribalakasa, God is not going to favor and say, you know what, even when you're not doing well, God is looking for those Sibalakata, Ribalakusotona, that saying, Lord, I just want to read, you know, what is happening to her is that that God is pouring into some people. Now, where are they, Kasa? You know how it is, you keep pouring water into a cup, but you never imagine that cup is about to get full. And it's only when it gets full and it starts pouring away that everybody around will say, that the water is pouring, or the water is pouring, the water is pouring. There are people God is pouring into right now. It doesn't look like it is. It doesn't look like everyone may not notice them because they are still in their pouring in stage. I want to let them know if they are listening. They should remain open. They should remain open and stay in the place of prayer. The Bible says, can a nation be born in one day? Can a nation be born in one? Is it possible for somebody to have a transformation, a nation to have a transformation in one day? The Bible says, possible, because it is as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. And God is saying to someone, Dikarabasa, you may not be the center of attention right now, but stay in the prayer room. You stay, you go and let them know, please, I want you people to accept me before you seek the acceptance. Seek my fire. Before you seek their validation, seek my glory. Shakira Dosoho, Ribalikasa, Radibanabasia, Marikotosha, Ratikasa, because these things are critical. Until Aratokoshe, I pour out on you, Rikadabasa, generation, Rikadarabosia must still be resisting you. Rakata. So this is exactly what God is saying to someone under the sound of my voice. Rikadabasa, because you know what? Lambonde Sikarada, Riboroshia, a man arose, Rikataha, and then he collected a mantle from another man. Shadabane, there was an encounter. There was an encounter that took place. Arata, and he took a mantle. Those who thought he was their mate, when he was coming out with a mantle, they all bowed to him. There are situations waiting to bow. There are people God wants to raise you, but without a prayer altar. Jandi karadasa, ribana, without a prayer altar. Shabarabaraba sokoto, rikatala. You know, Tola, one thing that the devil has done to the church in Nigeria, we are very cerebral. We are very intelligent, but we don't have a prayer altar. We are very intelligent. We can analyze scriptures. We can talk. We can give this thing. We can go from Genesis to Revelation. Declare a prayer meeting, and you will discover that some people do not have prayer fire. Discover that some people are in this prayer thing like, and this is the engine room of our destiny. This is what ensures who we are going to become. And this is exactly what God is saying to someone. And about anything that we can do, even what we're doing at the moment, is helping build the prayer infrastructure of Nigeria. And so, if anything at all we can do so that more persons will light up and catch the prayer fire, nothing is more important than prayer fire in this season.
Oh Lord God, this is just a lot to dwell on. Pastor Jerry, I think the best way, I can't think of any other way to wrap up this kind of session than to pray. So I mean, if we can just use the remaining 4 minutes we have to just pray, especially for those who are really craving for this right now, craving to get in that place of prayer, craving to have such a better relationship with God as far as prayer is concerned, praying to get rid of the distractions of watching when we should be praying. If we can just wrap this up with a prayer, I think that will be amazing.
I see God light a new prayer fire. God is lighting a new prayer fire in people right now.
There are depths, there are realms, there are systems, there are infrastructure of the spirit that have been released to men and women of prayer right now. I begin to pray for you right now. Intarada rokotoboshi rakila darada rokota basinta lagikira ishara darada leya no kosoba mati kalada rakata kata riado sokura badasi irata kasa aye kete lepo isha patukara ila koronto koshaya ida da 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 raduka satia ita. Yes, Lord. Lord, let there be a stirring. Rikotosha, Rabanaba, Rikonabasa, or Randekasa. Let a new prayer hunger, let a new prayer fire. Rikotokosha, Madukasa, let a new travailing in the spirit, let a new birthing hit the womb of the spirit of your people right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Rakuta kasa, maribala kasa. I pray, Lord. Rikadasa. Lord, let the mantle of prayer fall upon your people even Amen. Right now. Shakala, the giants of prayer will arise in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Wow, I can't thank you enough, Pastor Jerry Eze. Thank you for pouring out on this show this morning. Thanks for really shedding light on prayer, as it were, and the prayer life. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I would dearly really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tola. Yes, I am blessed to always be here. Wow. Always and always. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much. Before I let you go, sir, I want to ask you, I know we are done, but let me just chip this in as it leads us to the next hour of the Praise O'Clock Show. While you pray, does music play any role in triggering or, you know, helping your prayer life or your prayer session?
Absolutely. And it's only the music of those I call prophetic psalmists. Mm. You know, there is a sound for every season. There's a sound for every season. There are men who God has given sounds, and you know that when you hear them, and you know that this is the sound of the moment.
Mm.
And I believe, that's the reason why I really love Donce. I think he's got a sound.
Yeah.
Yes, he's got an uncommon sound. He's got a sound of the moment. And I've been trying to avoid saying that, but unfortunately, that's what it is. Yes.
Wow. So I deliberately asked you that question now, so that I could choose the next song we play as we sign off this session. So I'm going to play Dunsin Oyekun's latest song, At All Cost. Thank you once again. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Yes, sir. Wow, what a session with Pastor Jerry Eze this morning. Ah, that was